Mertesacker short for Ramsey. First time pass is touched forward by Oxlade-Chamberlain to Welbeck. Plays it inside the fullback and a chance here for Ozil. 1-on-1 and he tucks it away. That was the first piece of really tidy football that Arsenal have played. Moving the ball quickly. Oxlade-Chamberlain onto Welbeck, who threaded it through. And a wonderful opportunity for Ozil, which he buried. 33rd minute, Villa nil, Arsenal 1. Out on the left-hand side, an opportunity once more as it's crossed in towards Welbeck. And it's 2 in a minute for Arsenal. Brilliantly worked down the left-hand side. They opened up Villa at the back. And this defence, which had been almost impenetrable, has now conceded twice in 60 seconds. Welbeck, the creator of the first, the scorer of the second, 34 minutes. And it feels a very different atmosphere now, Villa nil, Arsenal 2. Back to Oxlade-Chamberlain again. The ball forward took a deflection, but Ramsey might still bustle into the penalty area. Comes for Cathola. His shot blocked by Senderos. Now Gibbs attacking. Drills it across goal, and it's turned into his own net by Sissoko. Sissoko with the own goal, and it's 3 in 3 minutes now for Arsenal. Villa absolutely falling apart. Sissoko could do nothing other than poke it into his own net there. 36 minute, Villa nil, Arsenal 3.
Nothing should detract from the fact that actually you played very well for the first half as well. Chesney's very good saves from Delph, and particularly the one from Kieran Clarke.
Yeah, and that might have gave us something to... I'm not saying it's going to make the outcome any differently, but it might have gave you something. I just knew the virus, when you have a virus, it's hard to keep going. And but we did, you're right, the atmosphere was great. We had a couple of chances to get a goal, and but you're up against a really top side.
And there was the need to see what would happen if Carlos Sanchez got a start at some point, so it might not have been expected today, but great learning curve for him.
Oh yeah, and you're right, he wasn't expecting that, but obviously we actually been sick and threw Carlos into the firing line there, and I thought he'd done really fine. It would take him a few games to get up to speed with everything, but listen, you pick yourself up, you go again.